We need to start thinking forward toward our future and what we want it to look like, instead of just how we can get what we want in the short run.
Welcome, neighbors, to Hometown Earth, the podcast that brings a down-to-earth approach to all of your sustainability questions. I'm your host, Lena Sanford, here on the Believe Network. Here, we believe that everyone can change the world. Do you believe? I'm a Midwest gal with big dreams to discover what it takes to reduce my impact on this beautiful place we call Hometown Earth. Join me every Tuesday as we navigate what actions we can take, big or small, to make a positive impact in your life and the lives of your neighbors on Hometown Earth.
Hello, neighbors. We live in a fantastic time in human history. Everything is at our fingertips so quickly. We can do almost anything we want without restrictions. We can make money from our phones. We have access to healthcare unlike ever before. We live longer, have options to get healthier faster, and can be proactive about caring for our health like never before. But it begs the question, are we robbing Peter to pay Paul? Are we taking from future generations for development gains right now? A lot of people, including myself, would say yes. One of the things I've tried to really hit home on this entire podcast is the fact human health and the health of our planet are inextricably linked. Like a seesaw, if you take too much from one side, the other is left high and dry. It's unbalanced. Some studies see health and sustainability as a duality, meaning that people shape structure, but structure determines what we do. As humans, we define the structures for sustainability, but sustainability determines our health outcomes. It has to be balanced because good health is required for sustainable development. So, what is planetary health? Well, one definition is that it is a solutions-oriented, transdisciplinary field and social movement focused on analyzing and addressing the impacts of human disruptions to Earth's natural systems on human health and all life on Earth. It recognizes how the systems we built have caused waves of impact, and how that wave impacts all of us, and how we can use collaboration and research across all fields to improve it. Another straightforward definition is planetary health is a concept that encourages evidence-based policies to promote human health and prosperity while preserving the environment that allows us to thrive. Our health and how we choose to achieve that level of healthiness has been far removed from sustainability in many conversations. We shouldn't be able to talk about one without the other. Human health is at the center of it all. The UN's third Sustainable Development Goal is good health and well-being. We must have good health and well-being for the stable, sustainable world that we want to live in. If you think about the three pillars of sustainability as the Venn diagram, environmental, social, and economic, at the center where all three meet, or the goal we're trying to reach, is healthy and sustainable communities. They just have to go together. So to seriously be sustainable, we need to take care of our health and recognize the effects that not doing so or doing so unsustainably has led to poor planetary health. So let's point out a few examples where we can see how we are linked from planetary shifts that we've made. Climate change is one of the most recognized threats to human health and is something that is partially human-induced. Extreme temperatures, unpredictable weather patterns, higher infectious disease risks, and the social fallout from climate destruction all affect our planet, but you can see how they affect human lives, even taking many of them. Besides these direct risks to human health, like heat stroke, drought, reduced food yields, and impacts from serious weather events, these big things affect our lives daily. Think about when it's consistently hotter outside. We don't get as good of sleep, stay inside more often, we get less exercise, and we may be more cranky. Now, this might not seem like much, but it really does add up to our overall well-being. The underlying effects of climate change affect our human health in more ways than one. Another change many people are starting to recognize is global pollution and chemical contamination. Industrial emissions, smoke from wildfires, and water pollution lead to a host of respiratory issues, illnesses, and other diseases. Unsustainable practices like deforestation, sewage dumping, agricultural farming, and more lead to water pollution. Human behaviors that we've chosen that affect the earth and then in turn ourselves. And we see chemicals permeate our lives and bodies, quite literally, in the forms of plastics we surround ourselves with daily. And another significant shift is biodiversity loss. One study gives illustrative examples of pollinator loss and fisheries. Pollinators are critical for our global food production, and they say at least 87 major food crops and up to 40% of the world supply of some micronutrients, such as vitamin A, depend on pollination by insects. But they are declining in many parts of the world due to habitat loss, pesticide use, and parasitic infestation. Another example is fisheries. Fish are a significant source of health for many people, but research shows that fisheries depletion has emerged as a global problem, with about 90% of fisheries now at or beyond maximum sustainable levels of exploitation. You can see how this affects the planet, and it affects us directly with our food supply. Other shifts such as land use, urbanization, food systems, and more all impact human health as well. But if you stop to think about it, how many of these problems are linked and exacerbate the others? And it all starts with us. We were the ones who created the structure we live in today. And now we're seeing the adverse effects of our physical and mental health because of it. It's influenced the availability of clean air, water, food, and physical activity. It's affected nutrition through contamination and availability of agricultural land, and exposed people to new diseases. According to the World Health Organization, or WHO, there's a clear relationship between these environmental risk factors and non-communicable diseases such as heart disease, stroke, cancer, chronic respiratory diseases, and diabetes. And to top it all off, it affects those with high levels of risk even more, specifically falling disproportionately on impoverished areas. And that might overwhelm you, which goes to my next point, that all of this impacts our mental health. Just think about how the COVID-19 pandemic has affected you, for example, something we will talk about more this month. And I know that was a lot of negatives, but this should also give you hope. We can make better decisions. Choosing to live a healthy lifestyle and demanding new structures that promote a positive feedback loop to planetary health. So for you, this might mean incorporating products with little waste and chemicals into your daily life, developing healthier, sustainable food habits, and maybe even growing your own, driving less, and joining in on our community more. If you're looking for ideas, I would start back at episode 65, Soil Health, the Planet, and You, where we started our journey for adopting sustainable habits that built on each other within the past year, which uncoincidentally links the tremendous benefits for our health and well-being and the planet on each topic we discuss. This might also mean joining organizations that align with the needs in your community, such as joining efforts to reduce infant mortality rates, strengthen prevention and treatment of substance abuse, access to mental health care, improving roadways to be safer, or it could be protecting people's rights by voting. Small changes to our lifestyle add up to make a big difference. The UN summarizes the actions you can take, saying you can start by promoting and protecting your health and the health of those around you by making well-informed choices, practicing safe sex, and vaccinating your children. You can raise awareness in your community about the importance of good health, healthy lifestyles, and people's right to quality healthcare services, especially for the most vulnerable, such as women and children. You can also hold your government, local leaders, and other decision makers accountable to their commitments to improve people's access to health and health care. We need to start thinking forward toward our future and what we want it to look like instead of just how we can get what we want in the short run. Howard Frumkin says, "We are no more conscious of our extravagance than fish are conscious of water. We've got to slow down our consumption and start planning for the future so we can make sure we can pay Paul back. We need to think about our planetary health so we can live long and prosper, and we need to do so urgently. In this lifetime, we've seen such a massive shift in every part of the world. Think about technology and the internet, how we just started over 20 years ago with big box computers and dial-up, and now we carry high-tech computers in our pockets. Our world will continue to shift like this, to grow and evolve, and we've got to change our thinking. We need to couple our health goals with planetary goals because what we decide to do for ourselves is linked to outcomes for the planet, which will then turn back and influence our health outcomes. And we can either choose to influence it positively or negatively." Activist Bobby McLeod said this, "When the earth is sick and polluted, human health is impossible. To heal ourselves, we must heal our planet. And to heal our planet, we must heal ourselves." That's exactly what we're going to talk about more this month. So take care of yourselves extra well this week and reach out if you need any additional resources. Until next time, thanks for joining me, neighbor.
I hope you enjoyed this episode of Hometown Earth as much as I did. Let us know by rating and subscribing so you never miss an episode. New episodes drop every week on Tuesday. Head to the show notes, linked in the episode description, for more details. And let us know in the comments what you want to hear next. You can find us on iTunes, Spotify, Google Podcasts, or anywhere you listen to podcasts. Believe.com, and you can find more about the podcast on Instagram at Hometown Earth, or connect with me personally at Lena Sanford. We all know change needs to happen, so let's get started right here at Hometown Earth.